Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This week, I was on a panel with three other former secretaries of agriculture. The event, sponsored by Crop Life, was a lot of fun for those of us on the program and also for the audience. And not surprising, the farm bill was in the spotlight. Will we get one? Won't we get one? And what the final bill might look like. We did agree that in the end, we probably will get a bill, and the farm and nutrition provisions will be reunited. Now, I compliment Jay Varum, CEO of Crop Life, for structuring an outstanding ag industry meeting. I put on the table an issue that I don't think has received enough attention. The issue is trade and how the farm bill provisions can affect trade. We export 30% of our farm production. A healthy U.S. agriculture needs the global marketplace. We've been in a running battle with Canada since 2002 Farm Bill, which requires the labeling of country of origin. Cool. Now, that sounds reasonable, but it's not that simple. An example might be baby pigs that are farrowed in the United States, shipped into Canada to be raised to market weight, then shipped back to the United States for slaughter and processing. The processing companies would be required to segregate those pigs from the U.S. pigs. The meat would have to be segregated and correctly labeled, and that would include every production step, born, raised, slaughtered. The whole process is ridiculous and costly. We have a free trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. Canada and Mexico consider the cool law to be trade distorting. They're right. The World Trade Organization has ruled that cool is unfair to Canada and Mexico. USDA has tried to rewrite the cool rule, but Canada and Mexico are prepared to retaliate with trade restrictions against our exports. And here we are in the process of negotiating a new trade agreement with Europe and another one with Pacific countries. We don't want our farm bill to be out of compliance with world trade rules. There's even risk that the counter-cyclical price supports in our new farm bill could be a problem. Even today, we're paying Brazil millions of dollars each year to bribe them to not impose tariffs on our exports. Why? Because our cotton program does not meet WTO standards. Let's get it right this time. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.